SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Preparing for the Lunar New Year, Alex Shrew hopes the Dragon will breathe life into his Australian wine export business known as Royal Star Wine.
They make the business can fly, they can make the, you know, the good fortune of, you know, for all the people.
Mr. Shu is among the hundreds of Australian operators who have structured their business around China's appetite for Australian wine. But that all changed in 2020 when diplomatic tensions all but locked local producers out of the market. In China, sales of locally produced wine fell by 26% between 2020 and 2022, while the volume of Australian wine sold there was down 78% over the same period. China imposed tariffs on Australian bottled imports of up to 218%. The $1.2 billion export trade shrank to just $8 million. Regional growers still feel the impact with record low grape prices on the back of a global glut. But with China set to reconsider its trade restrictions, Australian producers are looking to the future. Family-owned winery Beccardi Wines bears the name of the first producer to export wine from South Australia. This generation of winemakers hopes to be among the first to get back to China. The Director of Sales and Marketing from Beccardi Wines is Richard Dolan.
I think we'll have some good initial supply to be able to meet the initial demand that we're thinking that may come from China, but we've certainly not planned for, you know, the kind of volumes that historically we would have been doing in China back in, you know, 2019 and before.
Economic troubles in China, however, are likely to present new challenges, according to ANZ Chief Economist for Greater China, Raymond Young.
And one of the major worries we have on a macro basis is a deflation story. And it may be the first time that China is going to see the nominal GDP growth lower than the real GDP growth.
A sharp decline in consumption and rising demand for local vintages is also set to affect producers. Prices now emerging as a major driver of purchasing decisions. Raymond Young explains.
If red wine or white wine imported from Australia or the rest of the world is considered an affordable one, the economic downturn may not be that impactful.
And Richard Dolan is remaining optimistic for the wine market.
We'd be foolish to think that the opportunity is going to be as big as what it was prior to the pandemic. But I think, you know, more broadly, there is still opportunity for the right brands in market at the right price points with a great price to quality ratio.
China has until the end of March to review the tariffs. Yusuf Saudi, SBS News.